Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio, a wine family, and they are the people from Old Westminster Winery in, you guessed it, Westminster, and they are Drew Baker, Lisa Baker, and Ashley Baker. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Drew, let's start with you. Your first vintage was 2011.
2011 was a really tricky year. We were fortunate enough to work with a great consultant and come away with some really nice wines in a tough year.
Tell me the varietals you're planting.
So we have 7 acres planted in Westminster, Maryland: Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Syrah, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, and a Spanish variety called Albarino.
Mm-hmm. And the Albarino, actually, I've had is very nice. And you said Albarino is very appropriate for this particular area because it is literally thick-skinned.
Yeah, so Albarino, a Spanish variety native to Rías Baixas in northwest Spain, which is a particularly humid, wet climate. And we battle our fair share of humidity and moisture in the northeast. Over time, the variety has developed thick skins that aren't as susceptible to a lot of bunch rots like the French varieties, and it produces wines that have really pretty aromatics and nice sharp acidity.
Now, Lisa, your training is as a chemist before you were in the wine business.
I graduated in 2011 from Stevenson University as a chemist, and then I went out and studied at Patson Hall and Bedrock Wine Company, and I am currently working under Lucien Guimont, who is from Bordeaux, France.
Mm-hmm. So who's the winemaker among the three of you?
I am.
You are. So you're in charge of blending and figuring out what goes where, literally.
I am. However, all of the decisions that we make are not just executive. They're definitely run by the whole family. We all have a say.
What are the current things that you're working on for this year's vintage, which I guess would be the 2012 vintage?
So 2012 is the whites have been bottled April of this year. The reds are in French barrels until next spring. So now in 2013, we've had a so-so year thus far, but we're really praying for a nice dry fall.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, we're looking forward to producing some really nice wines. We'll be doing barrel fermented Chardonnay, as well as some more austere Sauvignon Blanc and Albarino. We really hang our hat on what we do with our reds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice Cabernet Franc and a very nice Bordeaux blend.
Yes, yeah. And we also have a Syrah Merlot blend, 2011, that's yet to be released, and that will come out probably October of this year.
And right now you're producing about how much wine a year?
We are at approximately 1,000 cases right now.
And you want, obviously, to increase that as the winery grows?
Yes, we're at about 1,000, but we'll hit about 5,000 in the facility that we currently have.
Ashley, you're the youngest member of this particular family. How did you end up getting involved in this?
Well, I am our director of marketing and also our communications, and I came on just last year. When I graduated from Liberty University with my degree in marketing.
And did you guys imagine that you would be in the wine business a few years ago? I mean, this is kind of an interesting turn for a young family.
I would say no, we did not see this coming from a long, long time ago, but we're all really excited about it, and it's fun to work together. It's rewarding, challenging at times, but when it works well and things come together, it's really fun to share that with the people you love.
My guests have been Drew, Lisa, and Ashley Baker from Old Westminster Winery, and you can find their wines locally, and you can find them online at oldwestminster.com. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Cheers.